Yeah, obviously it's great. Something like this doesn't come around very often, as you know. So obviously for Jordan, it's gonna be a great couple of days for him. But let's just hope he pushes on from here and makes it big.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? You've played alongside Jordan. I mean, how big a future do you think he has in the game? I mean, could you spot the talent from an early age?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many talented lads up in Cumbria, and obviously Jordan's one of them. And Lancashire have got hold of him, and let's hope they manage him well enough, and he goes on to do good things.
I've got to ask you, Gary, have you ever come close to achieving six sixes in an over?
In a season, yeah.
Never in one over, though.
No, not in one over.
Of course, you're always going to be known as the man who ran out Ricky Ponting in an Ashes series. Could Jordan's achievement help his career, or is there a potential that it could actually hinder it?
Yeah, there is that as well. I mean, also, I mean, he could be just labelled as like a 2020 one-day player now, which obviously won't be what he wants. But this thing sometimes happens, and he's really just got to enjoy the moment now and then kind of try and push on and forget about it, really, because he doesn't want to be remembered just for doing that, and obviously labelled as a bit of a big hitter. So he's a very talented player to play a four-day cricket as well, so, I mean, everybody needs to realise that.
Finally, Gary, on the flip side of all of this, Gurram Randhawa was the bowler. You've got to have some sympathy for him this morning.
Yeah, I've been tempted to just bowl a wide or something, just to chuck him off his stride a little bit. But no, I mean, sometimes if a batter's in the zone and stuff like that, and it just doesn't matter where you bowl it, then it's going to go. So these things do happen, not very often. but yeah, it'd be pretty unfortunate. I was waking up this morning and thinking what happened yesterday.